This is the American Ag Network. Good morning. I'm Rusty Halverson. Here's what's happening in agriculture. U.S. corn planting came in at 6% this week, behind the five-year average of 12%. Spring wheat planting is 5% complete nationwide, according to USDA's latest weekly crop progress numbers, also well behind the five-year average of 22%. DTN meteorologist Bryce Anderson.
When you get to May the 10th, the average corn planting pace since about the mid-1980s has been on the order of 60 to 65%. So, you know, close to two-thirds done. And if we get to that time frame here in about another couple, 3 weeks, and we are, say, about 10 points or so behind that, I think then there could be some more interest in discussing the possibility of maybe a little bit of an acreage cutback and so forth because of a planting delay on a national basis.
Grain traders are paying close attention to planting progress. Steve Nicholson with Rabo Research.
The market in this carry sort of market is giving you opportunities farther out to market crops. Your nearby is tough, don't get me wrong, but you get out into those deep, you know, deeper in there, out into the future, you do have opportunities that can provide a little more potential profitability to think about. And there is a lot of, I think angst is the right term, but remember, we have crop insurance, and we know that, you know, it seems like the genetics have gotten so much better that the crops are able to withstand a lot more tolerable of weather issues up and down.
Soybeans came in at 1% planted. Early activity noticed in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Arkansas. Outside of the Pacific Northwest for spring wheat planting, Montana 10% planted, South Dakota 2%. The condition of the nation's winter wheat crop increasing 2 percentage points, now at 62% good to excellent, well above this time last year when the condition was just 31% good to excellent. More in a minute on the American Ag Network.
When you're a corn grower, some days you can just feel it. Sitting there in the kitchen early in the morning, waiting for the coffee. News on the TV, no one up but you. And there it is. That nagging feeling that something's going on in your corn rows. Something bad. That's how weeds are. And that's why you need to hear about a new herbicide technology called ShieldX. ShieldX has been proven effective against even the toughest weeds in over 400 university trials. And this brand new HPPD herbicide technology is not only tough on weeds, ShieldX is also safe. Safe for use on all types of corn. So the next time you're sitting in the kitchen and get that nagging feeling, don't stress. Call your retailer and ask for ShieldX, the new corn herbicide that kills the tough weeds. ShieldX herbicide is sold exclusively through Helena Agri Enterprises and Tenco's member companies. Always follow label directions.
Market analysts at Fitch Solutions predict Chinese pork production will fall 16% this year to a little over 45 million tons, its lowest level since 2007 as a result of African swine fever. Analysts also anticipating a muted output increase next year due to the difficulty of fighting the disease. Early grain trade, electronic activity on Tuesday, fractional changes, wheat, corn, and soybeans. I'm Rusty Halverson for the American Ag Network.